You are listening to Real World News. Another setback to large-scale mining in Costa Rica. On February 10th, the Costa Rican government passed a law that declares the country free from open-pit metal mining. Environmentalist movements welcome this new victory against transnational mining. In November 2010, a Costa Rican court didn't approve an environmental impact assessment about the Cruzitas mining project due to serious irregularities, and an executive decree declared the project of public interest. The project was set to be built in Cruzitas de San Carlos in the northern Huetar region, Costa Rica, 3 kilometres from San Juan River in the border with Nicaragua. The Costa Rican environmental movement achieved another victory since open-pit metal mining has been banned in the country. In an interview with Real World Radio, activist Isaac Rojas from COECOSEBA, Friends of the Earth, Costa Rica, said this was a huge victory against one of the most polluting and destructive activities in the world. Isaac Rojas is coordinator of the Forests and Biodiversity Programme of Friends of the Earth International. He highlighted that this new law is the result of the struggle of the environmentalist movement and communities for over 20 years. In 2010, there were two 170-kilometre marches and several hunger strikes to pressure the political sector. Rojas also shared some sad experiences regarding metal mining in Costa Rica and welcomed the fact that the new law is now blocking the way for the Cruzitas mining project once and for all. The member of COECOSEBA said that metal mining projects in the region are controlled by large transnational corporations, mostly Canadian. Among the risks and the negative impacts of this industry, Rojas highlighted the use of cyanide in gold mining, the pollution of rivers and the destruction of forests and biodiversity. He also talked about the cultural impacts of the projects located in territories of indigenous or peasant communities. He also made reference to the attacks against local communities, the increase of prostitution, alcoholism, and the outbreak of different diseases. The history of mining in our continent and in Asia and Africa is closely linked to a history of death and murders of social and community leaders, said Rojas, and the supposed economic benefits and job sources that result from a mining project will disappear soon, he added. You are listening to Real World News.